fantastic. That was good. What? JBL on the wall.
What about?
Ain't that cute?
Been there.
Move to meeting room and bring laptop. Laptop in hand. Suck the internet dry.
Ik zit nog stoer te zijn. Hij is niet altijd snel.
Laptop.
Nee, gewoon alles. Ik heb echt net een half minuut gewacht voordat je in de site kwam waar ik informatie moest halen.
Yeah.
You should speak in.
Ik heb nog niks gedaan.
Hello. Hello. Hello there, little friend.
Alleen.
Sorry.
John.
Artistiek.
A tree.
Heavy tree friends.
Okay, welcome everyone to our next meeting. Busy writing and busy leading the meeting, but I've prepared a little presentation once again, or at least an agenda. I think the biggest part of the presentation will be on your side. We are here at the conceptual design meeting, which is hereby opened. Once again, I will try to write some minutes, which I just from the previous meeting placed inside our project folder, which was quite some typing. Today we once again have three presentations, if I'm right, and after that we will take a decision on the remote control concepts, and just as the last time we have 40 minutes to accomplish that. Okay, well, I'd say let's start with the first presentation, in the same order as last time. Okay. I'll take it away.
Bling. Okay, welcome. You all. Components design. First of all, I'd like to accommodate some of those things. I elaborate some of the things I did. I elaborated on the concept. What should be said about the components, its properties, and what kind of material should we use to make one of those remote controls. Well, first of all, I've subtracted some of the components that are used from what the remote control is formed. First of all, the case, the surrounding of the remote control. I would like to give you an idea of how I thought about.
Did you
want to go now? Okay, the case is made from rubber, I suppose. That's one of the because when you use remote control, a lot of people will drop their remote control on the brake because the titanium was also an option, but it's a very expensive material. Rubber is, I think, the best suitable material to use for our remote control. It's also possible to create fancy colors with rubber. Rubber that makes it easy to let itself color. Titanium, you have to paint it, and with that, it's possible to scratch it or make it ugly. Rubber, the total piece of rubber that's used to make the case, is the same color. So if you scratch it, it's still the same color. Perhaps it's a little bit damaged, but it's a very strong material. I had an idea. It's single covered, curved. Sorry, single curved. So it's two dimensional. I think it's best to draw. Oh, green.
It's a color.
Bright color. Fancy color.
New.
Forward.
Blank. Okay. Let's make it a black. Okay. I thought of an idea like this. Oh, not that. Also looks nice when it's on your table. So you get it doesn't lay flat down on the table, but it stands.
So it's a side view.
Side view, yes, a side view. So I'm not technically good at 3D modeling, but it's just an idea I had. So it's very so it also looks nice when it's on the table. The graphical user interface and the buttons. We also thought about that already. I thought about the LCD touchscreen, which is it's easy to clean too. One of the great advantages of the LCD screens, just use some Flossix or another cleaning from some cleaning stuff. And it should be made of strong plastic, and it should be bright. Well, I already explained some properties of that material, and I think we almost concluded about that. This should be our button component. So that's all about the buttons. Batteries, we also thought about that already, will be chargeable with an option for a mount station, so you can put the remote control in a mount station so it charges itself up instead of plugging it in or something like that. Questions?
No.
And they should be long lasting, not be empty in about 2 minutes or 30 minutes or 40 minutes of use. And next step is the chip, the component that makes or transmits the signal to the television. There was an option to use a rather simple chip, but I think because of our highly requiring requirements, there should be an advanced chip in it with also the ability to facilitate speech recognition, which unfortunately is still in a test phase. So there should be some more investigation on that side. My personal preference is, I also overheard in the last meeting that we should use our own business colors. That was correct, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they are rather boring for use with rubber.
Well, business colors, I thought it was the slogan and the corporate image. So yeah, in the
Okay, they
core.
should be sh they should be in mind, wasn't
But I
it?
don't think you have to make the entire thing in the
Okay, so
core.
it doesn't says to have the
Must
slogan.
be recognizable.
Okay. Well, that's possible, of course. Could make
That
a little
could be
R&R on
R&R.
top of the machine. So they are pretty boring, I suggest, because just the availability with rubber to make fantastic colors, and also in a lot of possible colors. So it's possible to make very fancy remote controls, which people will find interesting, and will buy them faster when they look the same old gray or black colors. As I said before, rubber is impossible to damage severely. Instead of of course you can break it when you break it, for example with a pair of scissors or something like that. But if you drop it, it's not broken right away. Instead of using plastic, hard plastic or titanium. And I personally liked the single curved remote control because it, yeah, it makes sense. Okay, well that's all about my findings.
Okay, thank you.
I will go next. Alright, so I saw a little bit about the interface, how it should look. And we determined that there will not be no buttons, but only an LCD screen, so I had to look on that. And the design is therefore based on what we just thought of. First, there are some new findings and new technology for speech recognition. And this is that you ask, you give a question through the device, and it answers you. And they already put this in a coffee maker, and so that you say "Good morning, coffee maker," and it says to you back, "Good morning, Joe," or what's your name. This is an easy way to program that. You say "Record" into the device, into the speaker, and then you say the question, and 3 seconds later you say the answer. And then when you say the question, it gives you the answer. Perhaps it's useful because people lose the remote, they can yell, "Remote, where are you?" and nothing, you know, with that calls or something. And perhaps we could implement that. And then I have to go out of the presentation because I tried to make some kind of idea of how it should look like, but I can't draw, so don't make too much of it. I try to. The LCD screen, I tried to draw some. I thought at least the icon for the volume. I don't know if there's an icon for the program, but
no, just
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
so and then the buttons above and below, a mute button, also recognizable as an icon.
Where's the button for 2 digits?
I forgot that one.
Oh.
I thought I forgot something, but. And the numbers, it should be a bit larger, I think it's not really on scale and so forth. An options button, and I thought the button for teletext apart, because it's not really options, I think. It's options is the settings of the remote and of the TV and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You could call it settings or something. But this is a bit how I thought it. And the LCD somewhere on the remote, perhaps you could more curvy the remote, perhaps so that it's better in your hand or something. But microphone for the speech recognition if you want to implement that. And then if you press the options button, then we have an example of, and then you should get the other options with what you could do, and that you could do with something like this.
Oh.
And it's also, I think we discussed earlier that older people don't really want to use these extra settings. And older people also don't really want to use this kind of option menus. So they want to use one button and then something happens, and not choose with this kind of. And you could put a little scrolling device on the side of your remote, so you could scroll across these things. That's an option. And that was my finding thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, third team member. This presentation.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something about trend watching. The trends from the past years, what people like, what youngsters like, what elderly people liked, about shapes, colors, material and stuff. The method I use was, like I told, I watched the trends from past years about color, shapes, material they wanted from elderly and young people, so we can keep that in mind for designing the device itself. Finally, I made. The most important thing people liked last year was that the remote control should be look fancy. The second important thing that should be innovative, okay, like the LCD screen, that's quite innovative, so that should be a great medium for this. And the third thing is it should be easy to use. I think with only one menu for button channel volume, it should also be enough for easy to use. The personal preferences for the young people, they liked fruity colors like banana yellow, strawberry red and stuff.
Grass green.
Yeah, like that. The round shapes and soft materials like the rubber. It should be soft, it should be feeling spongy or SpongeBob like things.
Let's build it into a sponge.
Elderly people like colors which are being seen in the autumn, like wood, dark brown, red, deep red and stuff. They liked square shapes with round edges. And hard materials like wood, titanium, those kind of materials they liked. This is a bit like the young people's like, the fruity colors. Innovative, all the colors you see, the blue, the red, the white, the yellow, that stuff. And then I personally thought a front side of shape should be something for the youngsters,
yeah.
like this or something. It's a bit like banana, and the color should be yellow or something. And for the elderly people, just plain old, because we decided to have two kind of remotes, two designs, or was it two colors? Different colors, yeah. We should decide whether it's going to be with round shapes. I think, like my colleague you said, is that better, or for the elderly people, something like the iPod or something with round squares. Simple but easy to use. So that's it. That
for the older people are more traditional.
Yeah, like the older colors.
Change the colors, that was also the idea. I don't know which shape you should take.
Colors.
I guess changing colors will be easier than
changing the shape of the
shape.
So.
Perhaps you could find something in the middle.
Yeah,
round
so
but square.
Round corners but square, yeah.
Maybe then both groups will buy.
Yeah.
If you do it a square with round corners but a little in the middle one with a
yeah, I know what you mean. Kind of like
like this. a bit.
Yeah.
So it's a bit square, but it's also a bit round.
Kind of like a beer glass.
So, but then.
I know what you mean.
Same size.
It's also easy to have to put it in your hand.
Yeah, but it's also how other remotes are shaped, so that's
yeah.
That's a good thing, so that's easy to use. People know
recognize that as a remote
control.
Yeah.
What I saw here.
Look, something like that. Autumn colors like red, brown. They liked wood a lot, so maybe we could give it like a wooden look or something in that color,
colors.
And a bit old school style, Renaissance. Medieval kind of
swords.
Yeah, those kind of things. So you see the big difference between the young people, fresh, exciting, and old people.
So that's easy
old
to do
and
with
boring.
The color, I think.
So, sorry?
That's easy to do with the color.
Yeah, I think it's easier to do in color than in shape.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we have to get different shapes, and colors is way easier than shapes. And material, rubber is, like I said, young people like more soft materials, like spongy ones, and the old people like plain wood.
Yeah.
So we have to decide if we're going to use really hard rubber or soft rubber.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Soft
also
rubber.
In between.
Yeah, but soft rubber, which you can feel.
Yeah, I know.
or
The mold.
no
It
or
should
like washing
shouldn't
of the
be
water.
like sponge
No,
water.
but you have to do like a eraser or something. That's a bit, you
Yeah.
can't press it in or something harder.
Yeah.
But like this kind of rubber. That's
Yeah, something like this, yeah.
It is quite hard, basically.
Yeah, it's quite hard but you can't press it in.
Yeah.
It feels kinda spongy.
No thinking rubber.
So it is spongy feeling.
Do you have something
Are we going to invite SpongeBob?
Yeah.
So you should first decide about shape, I think.
Yeah, I think
If
it's
you
better thing to do.
Then you can fit the LCD screen in it. And you can decide
I also can't help but notice that you used you had a remote control but it had the LCD screen was rather small.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I think
it's
LCD
supposed
screen
to be
should be
this fit.
This
like
was your size.
Yeah.
But I think it should be larger.
Yeah, 3/4 of
Yeah,
the
three
of
quarters.
the
So you don't have to put your
Yeah, but it won't get that small. When
Yeah.
LCD is
Yeah.
like this.
So when you get this kinda like this? Or should it be larger?
Larger, I think.
Larger? Because you want to put your hand
But
Yeah,
if
because
now
you
you
have
can put your hand there. And then you won't touch the screen.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay,
Because
true.
Your thumb here.
But not on the screen because
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
what I mean. Looks a bit
Because
like
when
a
you
Game
put
Boy
your
now, but
Yeah, but if you make the LCD screen as large as the remote control itself you'll always get some
You always touch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be very greasy and stuff.
But it won't get that small because you have how much? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 buttons on the screen.
Yeah.
One to zero,
Yeah, you don't want it
two
too
digit.
small. How yeah, how large
You have to because some fat people with thick fingers
Yeah, they have thick
will
fingers.
press three buttons at the same
So
time.
Well, if you wanna make it international, Japanese people got a rather small hands.
Yeah, true, but yeah,
With
we have a
long
zoom option, right?
Zoom option? Oh yeah, of course, yeah. You can make it larger with
Yeah.
accompanying a greater field to push the button.
Yeah.
And we won't include a pen or something to point, huh? We
No.
want to do with our fingers,
Yeah.
right?
Your fingers, yeah. You want
You
to because
could
if you lose
include
a pen
a pen.
You can lose a pen.
Yeah, but I
If
think
you lose a
they
pen
want to
you
use
can't
it most
use
with their
Yeah,
fingers,
with
because
the
they use
Yeah.
the pen to
Yeah.
If they think it's handy to use a pen. Yeah. I think this a good size for the screen. I don't know how large the actual remote should be, but
Maybe we have to add a tissue to remove the grease from all the fingers.
Yeah,
Yes.
that
You
can
can
be
do
used
that
to
with
pouring
any
soft tissue.
cloth.
Yeah. You can
Okay,
buy
but
those
maybe
at
if I can interrupt you, maybe I should show some points on which we should take a decision.
Sure.
So we can discuss these points. There are those points. Energy question mark. How should we supply the thing with energy and how are we going to do it with a separate docking station and then put ACCUs in it. Chip on print and case, those are points my coach advised me to discuss here, but I hope you have ideas about them.
I think energy or batteries and
Docking station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Maybe
that's
it's
the
better
first point, we will
to include
decide that on the
rechargeable batteries
Yeah.
which you can recharge
Yeah.
through the docking station.
Yeah,
So
Yeah.
if the
decide
batteries are dead
I kinda
then
like your
you can change it.
Yeah, you got some of those wireless mice,
Yeah,
mouse.
yeah. A bit like that.
Kinda like those kind of batteries.
But it should be, I think, normal batteries,
Yeah,
not
normal plain normal plain batteries
Yeah.
you can buy at the supermarket or retail
Simple
shop.
rechargeable
Yeah.
Yeah.
batteries.
And what was with the chip on print?
The chip on print, you get yeah, I think so. Chip on print with a
Good point.
simple yeah sim not simple but you also discount that.
Yeah, how does that work with a LCD screen? You still have a
You always have a print plate.
Beg your pardon?
Always have a print plate, huh?
Yeah, sure, of course, yeah.
Always, so I don't know what we have to decide about that.
Yeah, well, it's a good question. It
Right.
just was in there and I didn't
Well,
any
chip on
information
print,
about
I
it.
think what they mean with the regular rubber buttons that you got, it's always clear for the remote control when you press a certain button. But when you got an LCD screen
Yeah.
with no the buttons
But
are not always on the same place. For example, if you enlarge the button or if you got several
Yeah.
options appearing on the screen, the coordinations aren't always the same. When you got a regular button, the button of standby is always on the same
Yeah, okay,
place
but
and you got on the
the print plate of LCD screen is more advanced than a
Yeah.
normal print plate, so that's not any discussion, I think.
No, you need some kind of CPU, I guess?
I suppose so.
I don't know, I don't think
It is a simple CPU, but it is
Yeah, okay, but I don't know if normal s- it's
Yeah,
quite
because
a simple
it has
LCD.
to
Yeah, it's quite a simple LCD screen. I think they don't need that big
But
of a CPU.
the remote control has to know whether you're in the settings menu or just you just want to turn up the volume.
Yeah, okay, true. True.
So it has to have some kind of calculation unit or CPU to know in which state you are and which button you are pressing at the right moment.
Because we're projecting the buttons on the LCD
Yes.
screen.
And the touch screen makes it possible to get the coordination of your finger on the screen. In case, yeah, we already discussed the case, we wanted to make it from rubber and
With the hardware, I guess, or softer rubber or
Hard rubber, I think.
Yeah.
It's easy to hand to
Yeah.
It bounces back and
Yeah.
forth when you
We have different colors.
Yeah, just
So
simple colors.
shapes is something between square shapes with round corners and round shapes? No, I don't think. I think it's more round than square.
Yeah, it's a bit, but I
So
think
it
it should
meets
be a bit longer,
I think
right?
it meets more the young people than the older people.
Yeah,
Yeah, but
that
that's what
is
we wanted, huh?
Yeah, that's our target.
It's our main target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower than 40 years, I think.
And how about my idea of making it in one single curve?
Oh, yeah, well,
So
I think I thought that was
Yeah.
quite good.
Because it's a gadget and you want
Yeah.
to show it off, of course.
Yeah, you have a
Yeah.
fancy design
Yeah.
then, right away.
And if
So
you put it on your table with
Yeah.
LCD screen, you don't have to put it in get it in your hands, you can put it next to you and then
Yeah.
type it in.
Yeah, that's
And
even
it will roll.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So
So? So
Okay.
you got did you write that down? You've got a single curved rubber fancy color
You can't
remote control.
you can't Oh, you can draw it on your paper and then load
Yeah.
it on the
Yeah, you can,
Yeah.
yeah.
But
Very
I wrote
easy.
it.
And load it
And
on the user the server.
What about the user interface? There are also some questions about the concepts, I think. You have some ideas
Yeah,
on
I
that,
have one
you
idea,
showed
but
the
just
drawing.
I should do it again. I miss a few buttons, but well. At least you should also have an I just remembered a menu to go back to the first But if you touch options,
Yeah,
you
you have
can't
to go
go
back.
back to this right away now. Just
Isn't it better to have the sound and the channel buttons horizontal?
I don't know.
With the minus and the plus? I think it's
I
easier
don't
than
know. I thought it was easier to handle
Yeah.
this way, but I don't know what they think.
Sorry?
Did you like the buttons? Horizontal or vertical?
Or sound and
Depends
channel.
on the screen. If you make the screen vertical, it doesn't matter. If you make it in a rectangle.
Well, if we make it like this,
Yeah, so
I think if you
it's
put it like
square.
this.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's easier to measure it. Something like button minus here, plus over here, minus here, plus over here,
On four oh, okay.
and on here.
Yeah.
Other buttons, and on here at the top, the
Yeah.
options.
Yeah.
But I think
And then
I'm
you have something like B over here. And the sound.
think that's a matter of what you're used to. I think I would put the plus and the min here. And then the p in the middle and the sound there in the middle.
Something
In my
new?
mouth?
Your turn.
Plus minus plus. Oh.
Almost.
Minus.
Yeah, I think when you're holding it you could press the minus and the plus and with the other finger the minus and the plus.
Yeah, I think you're going to use it with one
Yeah,
thumb.
but I think, yeah, I don't know. Perhaps I have some examples,
Will you
I don't
enter
know.
usability engineering then?
Who's the usability engineer?
That's me.
Sheesh.
She.
She.
I'm confused if I've got some examples. Cuz perhaps you should choose what's most often used.
Yeah.
Cuz you can use that better.
Consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, that I have that those numbers.
Here's our email.
Not
Everybody's
good to much.
searching in his diary.
Channel selection. Per hour 168. Volume selection 4.
What time
Yeah,
is
but
an hour?
then but I mean if it's usually plus or min above each other or next to each other on a normal
But
remote. how much how often is used but
Yeah,
What's usual
that depends on
Yes,
the remote.
I'm looking here but here's it's below, here also, and then here's next to each other. I think this is
I think I mean because I have two televisions out, one is horizontal, one is vertical, so
Yeah,
it
doesn't
Yeah.
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Depends.
I think the volume is usually above each other because you go higher and
Yeah,
down
lower.
and the pay the program is next to each other because you go further and back.
True.
That's how it is usually. This is when I look here.
Okay,
This is what I see.
Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, well, I think we don't have to decide about that now, how where we will put the buttons.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is user interface.
Yeah.
Concept.
This concept is in the actual design, but you should know where you move place
Okay,
to.
hold on. Yeah. Good question,
And
yeah.
speech, shall we implement that?
Yeah, well, we just heard about the new
Yeah, I
technology
think it's easy for the programmer that this is
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Makes
But then you should
yeah.
also find a place. You could if you do it like this, you could put it in a corner or something. You can talk into the
Yeah,
corner.
microphone, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, not even necessary because you can make a very sensitive microphone. So it makes it possible to just put it around underneath it or on the bottom of the
Yeah.
Yeah,
remote.
maybe at the bottom where you can hold it
Yeah,
with your hand
that's
and there's
nice.
also a microphone
Yeah.
over there.
So in
That's
the middle
unimportant.
or something.
I think that's not very important yet. It doesn't matter where the microphone is.
Yeah, but you should decide where you
Oh,
want
okay,
to
sure, okay.
Yeah?
What?
I think where it isn't seen most.
Yeah. Indeed. Shouldn't be
Inside.
very visible.
You could put it in a logo of the company.
Yeah.
Well, maybe just the
Between
spot
the
you just
rounded arc.
pointed
Yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Because I think it should be in an important position where people can see it because it is the unique idea of our remote, the speech
Yeah.
control.
Yeah.
So where do you want to put it?
Well, maybe
Yeah, but it doesn't make
where
it
the
any
hand
more
is.
fancy because you get to see
Yeah, actually it does, but because you can find it better if you need it.
Yeah, but
It's a way for you to So it makes it more fancy because other remotes don't have that.
Yeah.
But are we talking about the button or about the microphone?
The microphone.
Yeah,
There is
because
no button.
microphone is very small thing but you can make it look like it's big
Yeah.
so it's really an important function of the remote.
I think the left under corner should be the best. Where isn't it isn't most in sight.
Okay.
I think.
I'll put it there. Never mind. That doesn't really matter.
No. Actually it doesn't.
Okay.
All right.
So?
Any more
So, well, type supplements.
Interface type?
Yeah, well, we already discussed
The
that,
LCD,
it's
yeah.
LCDs.
Supplements,
Supplements.
well,
I
supplement
think
you
I thought
see
the, like you said, like scroll next to the remote
Yeah.
isn't that handy. I think it's better
Why?
to just type tap what you'd like to do on the screen. If you want to go back, you have the back button, go back. If you want to choose audio settings, you press audio settings and it goes to that sub-menu.
That's why I do it.
Yeah. And the young people do like
Use
to
scroll.
scroll
Yeah?
a
Yeah,
lot.
I think so too. So why not? On side.
Or at least, yeah, I don't know if through the scroll, but the menu are changing they like most, and I think you can navigate through a menu great
Faster.
with a scroll.
Yeah, I
So
think
if you have
it
settings,
it's
if you
faster. I think the scroll's easier if you have a lot of options.
Yes.
But if you don't have a
But
lot
you
of
have
options, then
You have a lot of options, because when
five
you use, yeah, you
or
get when
something.
you use the settings menu, for example, to look up some channels on your television. You just scroll down on a menu, which probably does not fit on your screen.
Yeah, okay, true.
So then it's very handy to scroll down.
Okay.
You make just a rubber, just like on your mouse. Or just put it on the side and it's very easy to use.
And I think I would make it even more fancy because you have an interesting thing on the side which you can touch.
It's also different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there's our 5 minutes warning. Any more questions about the design or the user interface or components or
Colors are clear, shapes
Everybody
clear,
think they
materials
can
clear.
Yeah, what's the standard color?
Work for
Standard, yeah.
Is
We
there
don't
a standard color?
No, we have different colors. How many colors
You
are those?
have different colors,
You should
but you
have
should
black
have
one
a standard color.
I think
Black,
black is standard.
yeah, black I
Black?
think is standard.
But then with a yellow
If you want to be
darker,
different,
something like this color or something.
Just a regular
Yeah,
remote
like,
color.
yeah.
And then have
Or silver.
different covers to
I think
use.
it's better to have silver nowadays.
Silver,
Silver?
yeah.
I think
Yeah.
you see more silver
See a lot
than
of
black.
But
silver.
still silver and black
Yeah,
are, well,
silver
silver
black
is
are our
new
main
but also
colors.
traditional,
Yeah.
so
I think we have silver, black, and between those like, I don't know, five colors between them or something.
Yeah, what about a yellow thing? I mean,
Yeah,
it's
I think
Yeah,
it's
we have
better
another
to
yellow. We
It'd
have
be ugly, but it's definitely fancy.
Red.
Yeah, def- yeah.
Red,
That's right.
yeah.
Green,
But if you use
wood, brown.
silver,
Yeah.
Silver rubber isn't fancy.
True.
I mean, you use titanium, silver is fancy, but when
Yeah.
you use silver rubber, it isn't fancy. Silver has to shine, and rubber doesn't shine. Especially when it's made of soft rubber like this.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I would think about colors like red, yellow,
Yeah,
green,
of
blue,
course,
just
fruity colors.
Yeah.
It's all kind
And
of
autumn
Green,
colors.
blue.
Like red and brown. Now, yeah, dark red and brown.
Maroon,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
And we'll have to have another black one
Who's pinging?
No, I think
Okay. I
Who's
thought
pinging?
not. Okay, so that wraps it up. Everybody
Yeah.
knows what to do. Well, I wrote
Oh,
it down
You know
here.
what to do.
I wrote
Yeah,
it down
what
here
to
what to do. The
do.
next meeting is once again in 30 minutes. Here are the individual actions, and especially notice that the industrial designer and the user interface designer are going to work together on a prototype drawing on a smart board, and of course, to all four of us, specific instructions
Will be
will
available.
be emailed by
But do
personal
we have
coach.
to We'll work together, but do we have to stay here, or do we
Well, I'd say just wait for
Yeah.
email and find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I finish it
Okay, well, that was what I had to say.
Yeah, I think so too.
Final thoughts from anyone, or
No.
No.
I finished. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Finished.
Thank you very much.
Can we keep talking English now?
Ja, het is gewoon lekker wachten tot iemand dingen tot je iemand spreekt.
I'll make a new one for you.
Thanks.
Nice.
Peace out.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'll try to put the minutes